We zijn met Steven in Colchester, in Essex. En hij heeft ons in andere uitzendingen al veel verteld over het museum. Eigenlijk is het Colchester Castle Museum. En helemaal vol. En ja, natuurlijk, als je dan in de kelders bent, dan zie je alles uit de tijd van de Romeinen. Maar ik vraag aan hem, waar zijn we nu? What's this?
Well, this is supposed to be Charles Grey's ice house. Charles Grey was the original proper owner of Colchester Castle. He actually acquired it as a wedding present from his mother-in-law. And the castle and holly trees and the entire castle part were given to him as a present. Now, he was the first owner that actually did look after Colchester Castle. He roofed the castle at the front, so it looks like you've got an Italianate roof on the front of the castle. The large windows are by Charles Grey, and he also decided that this would be where he would keep his perishables. Yeah. It's an ice house. Before refrigeration, the only way that you could keep food fresh and drink fresh was actually to bury it underground in ice, in blocks of ice, covered in straw. And it would last like quite a long time. In fact, it would hopefully last throughout the summer. Now, we're not sure about this, is whether true or not. It's always been called Charles Grey's ice house. So there's a good chance that it was, simply because it's been that's what it's been called over the years. So, but also you can actually see the foundations of the Roman temple through this window as well. Yeah. Shows how substantial the foundations of the temple were.
Yeah. And you feel the ice.
And you feel the ice. It's quite cool down here, as you can tell. Yeah.